Hi. So you on another podcast. We removed a few of the episodes and for the right reasons. Now, because we've kind of felt out of place or not exactly what we wanted to have going forward. So there's been a lot of break in transmission. So Dogsport has been off for a while now and are coming back to podcast or continue. So just wanted to let you know, let word out that this is going to be a continuation from wherever we left off. So there was a previous episode that said pre-season. Anyway, like some promises and the promises didn't come true, like I wasn't able to follow through with those promises yet. I say yet because they are delayed, but not giving up on desiring to follow through and going about to make sure that we follow through with our promise here on Dogsport. So if this is the first time you're listening, Dogsport is a podcast on UX, and let's kind of go back to explain what UX is. So UX, if you're listening for the first time, that is, and you're intrigued about what UX is. UX is fully means user experience, so it's a discipline that has got to do with teaching people the skills or acquiring the skills to at best be able to plan, organize, and execute design projects such that the user is put as paramount interest in why you will get on to do such a project. So you look at what the user will be comfortable with using or doing on your, say, on your product, with the product you create, and you make provisions for the user to perform all the functions. Of course, that will mean that you will have to be researching the necessary user interface, the user interface, the UI, to find out what will suit for what purpose. Sort of psychological convenience it will be, whether it be it on a sales page or just a brochure website or information website. Alright, so that's what I would say is user experience. Let's say a study or discipline. It's about professionals. It's about creating professional design projects and making sure that it is standardized or it's acceptable to the end user and to any other niche or that it might be intended for, like whatever design you make. And there are a few laws and there are a few patterns, there are a few concepts that you need to grasp. I've attached on very few of them on this podcast, and hopefully I'd be getting more concern myself with that is if you want to be a user experience expert or professional or researcher. That's one in this very podcast. I just wanted to come in here to update you. Going to follow through with more like this. More like this because you ought to understand that we haven't left, so it's not a podcast that's been abandoned. Regardless of planned content, so not planned content, we still going to be having discussions. Discussions on project trends. And there are a ton of things going on circulating or running on the web as far as UX is concerned. There are a ton of things we can discuss or look into. If you care to join this sort of discussions, you can go ahead to follow me on my various social media handles and on Twitter. Also want to put it out there that there are a lot of blog pages certain platforms because I wanted to get things uploaded and wanted to be sequential, not having to lose motivation and not be able to follow through. So to keep motivation always hyper, I intended doing a lot of them as for it, and do a ton of them as I have motivation for them. So what's going to happen is that there are going to be periods or seasons that there will be a lot of things are popping up on those blank places out very quickly, and there are going to be times that they're going to take a while before they show up. I just to bear with me. That's all I wanted to ask you to bear with me while I do these changes. There's a lot going up or going on with me, and I think I'd rather not get into it, but that too shall pass, and I would like to say thank you to everyone who's been on here listening, regardless of the bumps on the road. Thank you. And stick around for the next one. That's going to be soon as well, and this is going to follow in that sequence. The title or the subject for that next podcast will be on Twitter, so you check our Twitter handle in the description and you find it posted on Twitter, and you can follow from there and we can have a meaningful discussion. Prior to a meaningful podcast.